Hey there. Welcome to Cosmic Confessions, a podcast by your spiritual besties.
I'm Alex.
I'm Avery.
And I'm Melissa.
Coming at you unhinged,
unfiltered, and unedited.
Join us on this journey as we explore the profound,
the practical,
and the unlimited potential within us.
Let's awaken our spirits, ignite our passions, and elevate our lives together as the universe speaks and we listen.
Hello, everybody. Oh my gosh. Welcome to the Cosmic Confessions podcast. This is our last episode of season two.
I cannot believe it.
This is so crazy. How have you enjoyed the season? Please let us know.
Thank you for like tuning in this whole time.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's so wild. I feel like we pick some really intentional juicy topics for this season. And don't worry, this episode, there's no explicit like adult related content. But we will be speaking on some very powerful things. But don't worry, no corn, no vegetables this episode, if you catch my drift. But Avery,
yeah,
what is our last confession of
season two?
It's so important, this episode. We were going to do 10 episodes.
Yeah.
We were.
We had to add an 11th episode. Doom to all you hoes. Because Melissa and I, well, Melissa, Alex and I were struggling with some things, and Melissa picked up on it right away, and kind of had to give us like this energetic like healing, and we had to have a group discussion on protection.
Yep.
Not that kind of protection either.
Well, it's always a good conversation to have.
Yes, it is. You definitely want to have that, but that wasn't what she was referring to.
Energetic protection, right? There were some things that were happening in our personal lives and together as a group, and we're not messing around. And like,
because I know you're watching.
Yeah, and we are aware of it all. And like,
I see you. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. Yo, don't. With Melissa, man.
No,
her friends or anyone. So, we're going to talk about all the different tools and mindset shifts and body awareness and all these things that you need to do if you're an empath, because we definitely got some muck on us.
Yeah.
Unintentional.
Spiritual warfare is real.
And also, if you have a business. Yeah, this also includes your business and the work you do.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Carry on.
So I'm going to kickstart question number one.
Yes.
Okay.
Listen up, everybody.
Everybody.
What are the common signs or patterns you notice when you've absorbed someone else's emotional junk? And how can you catch it before it drains you?
Mm. Go ahead.
Oh, physically, I will start to fall asleep in front of you.
Mm,
I feel so tired. Like the floor will start like
moving.
I'm like, oh my God. Like, am I under like a weird spell? Like, I do not feel well. I do not feel well. My body reacts physically. Headaches. Mm-hmm. My womb, my sacral chakra, the tiredness. Like, for me, it is so physical, and then a little bit of like lack of intuition. I lose clarity. I'm like in my brain, like I can't differentiate things. My judgment is tanked.
Yeah.
And you got to reel it back in. You got to cleanse.
Yep.
Reel it back in and then protect. Yep. Right? We're going to go over all those things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Good.
Cleanse first, baby. Cleanse, then protect.
It's
definitely physical symptoms. Definitely physical symptoms for me too. It hits me more in my gut when I get this certain like pain in my gut, and then I'll get this weird I know if I'm not like protecting like my crown very well, I'll get this weird like migraine. Yeah, I'll get this like weird migraine situation. And one of the things, one of my spiritual mentors in my life, she always said, she's like, you always have to watch the back of your neck.
Mm.
It's like a lot of energy comes in and comes out from like the back of your neck. And so I usually, whenever I get like a tension headache, it's usually in my neck area. And I'm like, these bitches, what are you doing?
We know what you're doing.
We do know what you're doing. And may it come back to you tenfold. But also, a lot of physical like symptoms for me, for sure. Mm-hmm. And then like, I also, like, my spiritual team, like, they just drop me information that I need to know what baggage is mine, what baggage is not, so I can return back luggage that does not belong here.
Yeah. So I think for me, it's definitely in the gut as well, and also tightness in my throat.
Yeah.
Like, I feel, a lot of throat chakra, a lot of sacral. Even my heart will sometimes hurt because I can take on, like, sadness, frustration, anger. Sure. So I can go through the emotional roller coaster. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's a good way for our listeners, right, to really ask yourself, like, where physically do I feel like I'm taking on people's energy, where, like, I feel fine and then I walk into a room or I'm engaging with someone and suddenly there is, like, an energetic shift in my mood or in my body, sensations and what's going on there.
Right.
And I feel like it's a part of that also is the awareness of, like, is this mine or is this someone else's? Because I came in and I did not feel this way. And now suddenly I'm feeling like I'm being hit with a tidal wave. And it's like, whoa, okay, let me pump the brakes here. Something's going on.
Yep.
I've taken on somebody else's and I need to be able to clear that.
Wow, yeah. So physical for all of us.
Oh, so physical.
You have to be able to... Yeah. And again, like, if you're an empath and you are very sensitive to other people's energy, like, you, whenever you go into a public place or even if it's a coffee meeting with someone, I'm not really sure about their energy. Like, you have to make sure you are protecting your field. You are protecting your mind, your body, your soul. And I'm sure in this episode, we'll share with you some of our favorite things. Not everything, but some things that we do to help protect our energy and our businesses too.
Yeah, that kind of rolls into question number two. Do you think that, you know, being empaths, that we sometimes come off as, like, overly caring, so then we can kind of, like, lose ourselves or, like, abandon, like, our needs and how to take care of ourselves because we want to give so much to other people? And then when you're, like, you know, especially in some of our fields, like, we're doing so much and caring for other people that we can often, like, forget ourselves and our needs, and then you're got that emotional knocking baggage. Like, I can't imagine, like, talking to, or when you were a therapist, like, I think therapists have, like, really tough jobs. Like, I don't know how.
It's a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, like, clearing and protection is so number one for me in my business. Because the thing is, right, is I'm so empathic and I connect so deeply to people, and it is very easy for me to not only, like, connect with them in their stories and what they're feeling, but to take it on as my own. And I can literally, with my clients, sit there, feel into everything they've experienced, including all of the trauma.
Which can be really heavy.
And then at this point, right, it's been almost 9 years of me running my own business. So now I've gotten to a point where I can manage, right, and clear. But in the beginning, this would be literally like the tidal wave, where I would be so beyond drained and exhausted because I was taking it all on. And I think that the difference becomes being able to be there for someone and hear them and support them versus feeling for them and taking it on, needing to fix or be the one to heal them. Like, that fine line of, like, the support versus needing to fix.
Right. Did you share a reel in our group? It was something like you can show someone, you can be an example of love, or you can be an example of healing or empathy, but, like, you can't change that person to do it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't make them do it.
Correct.
It's like the horse to water analogy.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's kind of like how, and I think as empaths, I mean, it's part of our medicine, right? It's we can open up our energy field, invite you into it and be invited into yours, right? But, oh my gosh, that's, like, really, really dangerous sometimes to do, because you're again, like Alex had shared, you're not taking it on, but you're in the presence of so much energy. But it's important that you close your field back up after you meet in that space. And it's really learning not to take on the other person's energy, trauma, drama, habits, hurts, hang-ups. It's how can I witness and be a mirror? So you can do the work that you need to do.
But is there any, this is, like, not on our cards, but do you have any locations that come to mind where, you know, like, you walk in and you have, like, felt that, like, almost like sickness, like you get, like, really off right away? Have you had that experience?
Yeah, I feel like I feel that. I can feel that.
Where?
Pretty often. I feel like it will be certain environments where the energy is really high and intensified, but not...
Sorry, my mind's going.
I know. It's like, it's hard to describe.
Certain places. Like, I don't want to call out businesses.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So I'm trying to walk on, like, not to kind of offend anyone, but it's more of like... There have definitely been, even when going out at night, going to certain...
That's where I'm thinking of, like, certain bars, like, yep. When people are, like, really drunk.
Yes, and you walk in and you're like,
yeah, whoa. I felt like I'm going to, like, pass out, yep. Or, like, I don't feel good. Yeah. It's like, okay, I've eaten, seen you right?
Be like that before.
And I'm like, yep. Okay, I ate, I'm not overheated, like, and I'm just, like, something, like, it's too much. Too much energy. Going down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mayday. Mm-hmm.
But that's why, like, going, like, preparing your energy, like, okay, I'm going to go out, mm-hmm. right? How can I bubble up? How can I zipper up energetically? How mm-hmm. can I do some visualization? Mm-hmm. Whatever rituals or tools like mm-hmm. make you feel protected.
Maybe we should get into that.
Yeah. I mean, I could think of a couple places where I don't feel good vibes or good energy.
Certain establishments. Just
a couple, mm-hmm. not feel couple places, you know.
Where you can feel like the fakeness almost, right? Like I feel like that's even been around certain friendships, right? Where it's like you thought you knew someone, then you're feeling something and you're like, this feels off. This doesn't feel aligned. And it's like, oh, the fakeness and the inauthenticity is just like the ick.
Yeah, it's different for everyone too. I just came from work, and like the woman that works at the front desk was like, I went to two showers this weekend. It was like a baby shower and a wedding shower, and she's like, mm-hmm. and I was just like tanked after. She was mm-hmm. like, because you're like on, like it's almost like you got to be on around people like you don't really know, and it's like, no offense, like I hate showers, like showers are boring and annoying, and it's just like you feel that like, oh god, I can't wait to just like. Be by myself and not have to talk and like small talk. That small talk is like so hard sometimes. But
I don't know how to do that. Small talk is not my thing.
What's your favorite color?
Yeah, no. I'm like, but why is that your favorite color and where'd you learn that from?
So why aren't you wearing it?
Yeah. Oh, it's pink. Well, you must have childhood trauma. Yeah, right.
What does that color symbolize for you?
Exactly. She gets all Freud on you.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Oh, I'm like, all right, let's go.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Favorite question. I love that we're ending like this too.
Okay, number three. What rituals or tools do you swear by for clearing and sealing your energetic field?
I'm glad you're going last for this one because I feel like.
To say
yes, especially with like the healing that you did for us.
That's true.
For me, it's a lot of like EFT tapping, so like the emotional freedom technique. I do a lot of tapping on my collarbone, yep, and my throat. A lot, yeah, and even my third eye, I do a lot of tapping for.
Love the good third eye tap.
That's huge for me. I think it's also being outside in nature and grounding myself, so like literally shoes and socks off. Bare feet into the dirt and like taking deep breaths as I visualize kind of like the white bubble coming around me to really like ground me, connect me, and like allow my power to come back.
I like that.
Love it.
Last year, I was really into protection braids. Do you guys remember? I was
making yes.
So like,
tell everybody what a protection braid is.
So like, you take any part of your hair. I was going in the back underneath like my ear, and I would make a braid. But like, as I was doing it, I was weaving in like a protection mantra or prayer or whatever. And I had music playing, and it was funny. A lot of the times, I was envisioning like Elsa, because like,
I love it,
right? Like, so I don't know. I just resonate with her in that movie and the songs or whatever. Using an oil, a protection oil, and then like I would actually, while making the braid, I would close my eyes and visualize. Like, remember when she gets really angry and she puts her hand out and there's like ice shards. Like I visualize like ice shards, like. Like, leave me alone, you're gonna get pricked type of thing.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah, it's like, it's very visual. I'm also very much into like a music and story behind it. So like, now what I'm noticing is like, I just love all types of philosophy, religions. Like, I've had people in my life say, you're so conflicting, you can't have like an angel, an archangel in your front yard, and then like a frog doing like Buddha and like all this stuff. And I'm like, but I'm multi.
Says who?
I'll tell you who it is.
Really?
Yeah. So he did not like that I had multiple things on my front yard that didn't make, in his delusional mind, narrow mind, didn't make sense, right? It was too many religions. You can't possibly be into too
many
religions.
Stop yucking my yum.
Thank you. So with that being said, right? With that being said, I do like to infuse everything. Like, Melissa, you sent us a beautiful video of something from the Bible.
Yes.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Like
cover all aspects. Right? Yes, I love that. That was an amazing story. And then, but what else do? I also pick up my Gita. I pray to Krishna and I pray to all that stuff. And then what else do? I call an Archangel Michael.
Yep.
I don't care that maybe like one doesn't agree with the other. Like, I'm using every protection of like something that's rooted in religion or philosophy. Mm-hmm. That's just who I am. I love a little Palo Santo, a little incense.
Oh, yes, Palo Santo sage. And
Palo
I think that's really beautiful, though, because I think there is power in actually taking bits and pieces from everything that feel connected and feel good for you.
Why not?
Like, that might be the magical medicine.
I think it is, guys. Just a little sprinkle of this, a little sprinkle of that.
Yeah. It's like an ice cream sundae.
Yes.
Yes.
Feeling safe. Feeling
safe. Cover all. You know what it is? And I think it's just our like upbringing. It's like we're like taught to compartmentalize these different like spiritual rituals and practices and religions. And it's like, for so many of them, it's like all same to me. It's like, everyone's just trying to walk each other home, all right? Everyone wants to feel loved and protected.
And accepted and
valued. Take it easy, all right?
Take it easy.
Okay, so.
So teach us your ways.
Please, look at us. Queen of. It's not queen of, it's just I have dealt with a lot of energetic vampires for my personal life, my family, and my business. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if anybody has an ill-intended intention or malicious intention to harm me or my loved ones or my kin, I don't bark or bite until provoked. So such is the same when it comes to energy. We have to have energetic sovereignty because we know our worth. Mm-hmm. I know what I'm worth. I know what my loved ones are worth. I know what my business is worth. So I'm going to protect it at all costs, not just physically, not just emotionally, but energetically and spiritually. Right? So with that being said, kind of like Avery, I definitely approach cleansing and protection from a multifaceted perspective, just because my spiritual path and journey has been very layered and multifaceted. Like, when I do smoke cleansing on somebody or energetic cleansing on somebody or myself or somebody I love, I mean, one second I could be lighting incense and pulling a tarot card, the next second I could be praying over you with holy water and oil. I mean, it all depends on what is coming up. So I just want to say that first, like, what protection and cleansing looks like for you, it's for you. Yeah. It could be so, like, listen, if you go to church and like that's how you cleanse and protect yourself, then you do that. If you find that in nature, then you do that. So this is just like to say there's no right way or wrong way, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It's what you feel connected to. But just making sure, as always, disclaimer, that you're doing it with reverence and intention. Don't get into something or do something that's not honoring a culture or a tradition. Mm-hmm. Certain things you probably shouldn't be doing, if you know what I'm saying. So just be intentional and mindful. But what I was talking to the ladies last week about is there was just some really funky stuff going on for the three of us. And, you know, that's the thing with like when certain energetic boundaries are pushed, it's usually not like a life or death situation unless there's a practitioner on the other end that's really knowing what they're doing. It's usually just like inconvenient and just like little things that are attacking people that you love and you care about. And there's just a very patterned way that ill-intended energy falls and plays out. And so there were certain things that I had shared with them and they had shared with me. And I'm like, oh, no.
There was a theme.
And thankfully, we have good discernment and we're like, okay. And you know me, I'm just like, well, we're going to take care of this. Mm-hmm. You're not leaving this house until we cleanse and clear and I protect all of us again. And that's what we did. So always, like, the sequential order that I was always taught is you always cleanse first mm-hmm. and then protect, right? You want to cleanse and mm-hmm. banish and remove mm-hmm. anything that is attached or intending harm towards you or has linked itself to you. So you want to cleanse that, clear that, put that boundary line in the sand, so to speak, right? And then after that is when you protect and you mm-hmm. zipper up. So for me, smoke is like one way that I do cleansing. I mm-hmm. try and use the four elements, earth, air, fire, water, mm-hmm. for cleansing. It's just part of my spiritual practice. It's what has worked for me. So I'll use the four elements. So for earth, maybe I will use crystals mm-hmm. or like anything of the earth to assist with that. For fire, I will light a candle or light an incense, earth, air, fire, water. Same thing with the incense. So like I'll take a feather fan or use my hand to kind of move the air mm-hmm. around. And then for water, I'll use holy water. I will use lots of different oils. We just mm-hmm. got some great oils this past weekend. From our friends at Amityville Apothecary. And then even Florida water I'll use. Mm-hmm. I mean, ocean water. I mean, whatever water that kind of feels called. So I try and use the four elements to do that. Also for cleansing, I work with my spiritual team. I have a pretty solid spiritual team. I have pretty amazing love and well-intended ancestors on the other side that mm-hmm. definitely take care of things for me. So that's what I would say for cleansing. Mm-hmm. So that's removing, banishing. Then to zip it back up. I use the four elements to assist with that as well. But I feel like for protection, there are certain rituals that I do after the fact that I don't feel comfortable sharing because mm-hmm. I don't need certain people to know that. But yeah, I mean, I really think my spiritual team does a lot of the heavy lifting mm-hmm. that I've built a relationship with. And
And I think like being in soul contract with people, like I feel like also, don't you feel like our ancestors and loved ones and spirit guides, like they're up there mm-hmm. like working just how we work together because we're all like, you know, we're definitely solely divinely connected. So
absolutely. Yeah. But I hope that's But I hope that's, is that clear?
Yeah.
Is that clear?
Yeah. No, that was great. Whether you're doing like a Hail Mary, Hare Krishna, or like Tupac prayer, just whatever it is.
As long as you're the intention, that's what it really is about. Yeah. As long as the intention is to protect with goodwill.
And maybe, do you want to talk a little bit about, so we have time, like about creating an altar, like having that sacred space to like when you're doing your energy healing or maybe tending to like deities and stuff?
Yeah. So like an altar is just, a symbol of devotion, right? So it could be something as big as a shoebox or smaller. It could just be a statue and a candle. It could be something as elaborate as like one of the ones that I have in the house. So your altar can be a place that you can energetically tend to every day based on whatever your devotion is. So I have a couple of altars in my home, but the one that that I had them go right by was for protection and cleansing and the energies that I work with in that altar space, they take care of things. Let's just put it kindly. Yeah. So your altar can be connected to whatever devotional intention that you have. So I'll have statues, cards, Bible stuff, my tools, my oils, all connected to that intention.
Beautiful.
Really beautiful.
Yeah.
I feel like this was a really powerful way to close out season number two.
Close with an energetic zipped up.
Yeah.
Zip it up, buttercups.
Yeah. Definitely let us know which one's connected for you, what your rituals might look like, what you do to protect and cleanse and clear and kind of like, let's see where we're all aligning and where we can teach each other something new. And I think that this was really powerful. We are so thankful, you guys. Stay true.
Look at my goosey bumps.
I know. Stay true for all of season number two.
Yes.
I love Literally, we are so excited to, you know, see you guys again in season three. Thank you so much for your time and energy. We appreciate it more than you know. So until
that's a
then,
wrap. Wait, hold on.
We'll get the thing.
We'll get the thing.
Hold my beer.
Thanks. 1, 2. That's a wrap.
Woo! See you next time.